One candidate comes from the private sector. The other has spent most of his career teaching at a public university. One has served 2 years on the council. The other has served 10 years. But the differences between District 5 Councilmember P.J. Connolly and at-large Councilmember Calvin Mercer don't end there. They both have very different views on how to make Greenville a better place to live. Connolly, who's owned a real estate business for 10 years, says his private sector experience influences how he would lead the city.
I feel like I'm more pro-growth, more moving things forward in the same kind of manner that we are right now. I don't think he has that same thought process.
Connolly says he measures growth by the number of new businesses moving to the city and maintains that high-paying jobs are key to economic development. But Mercer, who has served on the council for 10 years, says the city shouldn't welcome just any type of development. Instead, he says, it should encourage businesses and development that will improve the city's quality of life.
I am not pro-development anywhere, anytime, pro-growth anywhere, anyway, because it's not sustainable. Again, you want to build quality into your growth so that I don't want growth just in the next 6 months. I want growth in the next 6 years and the next 16 years.
If he's elected mayor, Mercer says he would continue to advocate for cleaner parks, more sidewalks, bike lanes, and greenways. These improvements will attract professionals to the area and help retain East Carolina University graduates, he says.
Greenways are important. They are linear parks, and they are yet another way for people to not only get around, but to recreate and be healthy and stay healthy. And if you go to progressive cities, I mean, cities that are viewed as, you know, like the top cities you want to move to, they have greenway programs. They have walkability, bikeability.
Because municipal elections are nonpartisan, voters can't draw a distinction between Mercer and Connolly based on political party. But the two candidates have voted differently while on the city council. When the council considered buying the Imperial Tobacco Warehouse downtown after the city received a grant to clean up the toxic site, Connolly voted no. Mercer voted in favor of the project along with the majority of council members.
So the Imperial site's going to be a real great addition to our city, and it's an example of the kind of public-private partnership going after grants that I think characterizes how I will try to lead the city. And it also is a good example of the differences between my major opponent and myself.
For his part, Connolly says he's not totally opposed to the city working with developers on major projects, but those ambitions shouldn't take precedence over basic infrastructure improvements, he says.
I think a lot of times you get lost in looking for that pie in the sky and trying to find out what the next big thing will be. You could look at, you know, a $20 or $30 million project that might be great, it might be fancy, it might be shiny, but, you know, is that going to grow our community? I think that a lot of times we lose focus on, you know, cleanliness throughout our city. I think that when you go to different communities, you'll see that, you know, the grass is really well kept. There's no trash in the area. Their infrastructure doesn't have potholes.
In addition to leading the city council on policy matters, the mayor also serves as the face of the city, and that means attending ceremonies, working with county and state lawmakers, and welcoming new businesses. If Connolly wins the mayoral spot, he says he will use his background in business to encourage prospective employers to relocate to the city.
I want us to be friendly for people coming in looking to open a business here, because I think it's important. The more people that we welcome into our community, the more people that come here and locate here, I hate to say it, but the more taxes that we'll receive, and that's the more that we can do as a community to help out on infrastructure, to help out on public services, our public safety, and to help on recruiting businesses.
Campaign finance reports show both Connolly and Mercer have raised a little more than $44,000 each, but Connolly has relied on fewer contributions and larger sums, with only $225 coming from contributions that are $50 or less. Conversely, Mercer has received more than twice as many contributions this year, with about $3,800 coming from individuals giving $50 or less. Curtis Pulley and Ernest Reeves are also running for mayor. Neither of those candidates have ever served in local government, and their campaigns have raised less than $1,000 each. For Public Radio East, I'm Valerie Crowder.